This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Also, remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of all the different things that are going on over there. All right, joining us right now from the UndergroundUSA.com website and the Underground USA podcast, Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, of the United States of America and to the Republic. For which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And by the way, today, Frank, we have a visitor in the studio.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from me, Santa!
There he goes. There he goes.
Well, you know, you have to give deference to the big guy.
I know. He's in charge. He's in charge, so there you go. Now, we've got to start out talking about the obvious here. We have a huge problem with a hack, a major hack that's been going on since it looks like March, and they've gotten into just about every government agency you can think of, including one of the most important, the Department of Energy, which is where our nuclear people are, and we don't even know how much damage they've done, do we?
No, and then we don't know to the extent that they've gotten in, what they've gotten, what they've taken, what they know. But the codes that they've gotten, it's very, very bad. It's a very, very bad hack. You know, and I just as a, from a 30,000 foot attitude, if big tech in this country, think about companies like Google, people who know algorithms like Facebook and Twitter, if they were more worried about helping us make sure that our cyber infrastructure is secure and serving the American people rather than censoring people because of politics, we'd be better off. That's how concerned they are about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, the hack situation, again, may be ongoing, I was told.
Oh, I have no doubt. I mean, if you can get into a structure, into a cyber structure like that, it's a gift. So you start building all kinds of back doors and escape routes and places to get back in, and writing code to make you get back in, writing code to make sure you can't be expunged. This is very bad.
Yeah,
it's very bad.
And this so
and why are nuclear anything around our nuclear stuff, anything around our Defense Department stuff should never be online. It should be encapsulated. Period.
And this program, this solar wind program that apparently was the culprit, they need to get rid of it.
Oh, absolutely. And investigate every single person down to the janitor who works there.
Now, you don't suppose that the cybersecurity expert that was fired by the president that said, well, we have the most secure election ever, protection, this, that, and the other, you don't suppose that he got fired because of all this that happened, do you?
Who knows? You know, I don't necessarily like to speculate. But if your job is to make sure that you've got that you're securing our cyber, you know, our cyber structure for the government, and this is happening, if he hadn't been fired, he should have been after being detained by the NSA to make sure we know everything he knows.
Yeah, because this is really squirrely.
Absolutely. This is for our cyber history in the country, which you would think about it, really hasn't been that long. Mm-hmm. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to it.
Mm-hmm. Now,
this is tantamount to our cyber history as this election was to our political history.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely true. And, of course, we'll have to see where this goes because we're probably going to be hearing more about this as the days and weeks move ahead here, unfortunately. And I do know that we're going to talk about the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden debacle and what's going to happen there. That's going to be what we're going to be talking about because we're getting ready to take a break right here. But folks, you know, you got to remember the Democrats right now, the double standard and asking the GOP to defer to Biden on the cabinet choices. Now that's pretty damn rich.
Well, the next thing that's coming is, and you know, he should get the Supreme Court justices that he wants. We shouldn't fight that either. Mm-hmm. That's what we heard. We heard about Obama. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's the president. The people have spoken.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with Frank Salvato and callers. You hang on. We'll be right to you when we come back from the break. Here, this is the Captain's America Third Watch broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, where it's a nice balmy 44 degrees. But feels like it's 40 outside. Temperatures going down to around 40 or 41 right here in Tampa this morning. It'll feel like it's in the upper 30s when you walk outside. So dress warm. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, The 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And remember, Moss Nissan, the home of the brand new 2021 Rogue. And let me tell you something. You talk about some incredible upgrades made to a fantastic SUV. This is the vehicle. Because the Rogue has really gone rogue. It starts with the quilted leather seats, the new cutting-edge digital display, the cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. And that's neat to drive around like that, too. You adjust it to the conditions. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself. And I've driven many miles in a Rogue from Moss Nissan, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. Now, remember, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Care is always included in every vehicle purchase, a tremendous value-added package that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze, too. Now, they've got over 800 vehicles now in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle that you're looking for. The other dealerships won't. Moss Nissan and Acura, the home of the You Serve, You Save program that puts pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders up on a pedestal, too. Nissan stores located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and the Nissan and Mazda dealerships right next door to each other on Florida Avenue. Just visit them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to save you more money. All right, let's go to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. And, Frank, we got two questions. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Good morning, Mary. What's on your mind?
Hi. I wanted to say, first of all, the Supreme Court struck down the hearing from Kansas for voter ID. They wouldn't hear the case. And number two, there is a bill out there in Congress already, and while everyone's been diverted, the Democrats have been busy writing bills about changing America back to a secular society, i.e. taking In God We Trust off of everything we have. And number three, the election should be declared null and void because of this giant computer hack. those voting machines were hooked up to Germany at least and could have been hacked. And I think that's the way it is. My banking account's been hacked from Brazil.
Okay. Okay, well, we don't know where they were hooked up to. We just know they were online. Anybody could have got on there. But thank you very much,
right.
Mary. Thank you very much, Mary. All right, and may you have a great day. Now, that's number one. Let's go to number two, and this is probably a question. We'll address Mary here in a minute. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Cap, just on the hacking thing.
Yeah.
All these different sections of the government, like particularly the important ones, like the new, they should have what they call intranet, which is like a company's own thing, which is not connected to the World Wide Web at all.
They do.
Well, then they should be using it, but I think it should have a dedicated one for each facet of the government.
Yeah, it was called SolarWind, and they got nailed.
Well, it must have been connected to the World Wide Web then.
I don't know, but they got nailed. They got hacked.
Yeah. And the second thing is, the vaccine is not the Duras and the Pfizer. They're not dead viruses. They're some sort of thing where they interfere with the surface of the virus. It's not a dead virus. And the last thing I'm going to ask Silvano is, can President Biden totally undo all of Trump's things? I know he can probably undo the executive actions ones, but can he undo stuff like the wall and all that? Can that be torn down and all? Okay, that's it.
All right. Well, where do you want to go first, Frank?
I'll try and go in order. I'm not up to speed on the Kansas case, so I won't speak out of school. But when we talk about the hacking and the election for sure, they seem to have set a bar, and I don't know why this is happening, that you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt.
Yeah.
That's something that we embrace in this country in every court for every other case in the world when it comes to at least a capital crime. Right now they're asking for absolute proof that it happened. I agree with Mary. This whole, right now it should be, there is so much wrong with this election, we have to throw it to the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are the duly elected people of the people. We voted them in to represent us.
Yep.
It's a fail-safe for exactly this. This is exactly when we should use it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, people need to start making that case before January 6th. This election is too tainted. It's beyond tainted. It's beyond suspect. And in order to keep integrity in the confidence of the American people that they are being served and that their voices are being heard, and because too many people believe that that there's too much wrong with this election, and there's evidence of it. 68% error rate with machines in Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
We got to go to the U.S. House of Representatives. It's been done before. It will most likely be done again, and this is a time to use it. As to the vaccine, boy, I keep hearing horror stories about it, and I've seen videos of nurses passing out after they take it, so you ain't getting a needle near me until they figure out what this is. And if they haven't isolated, and this is what the World Health Organization and CDC keep saying, if they haven't isolated this yet, if they haven't isolated the virus yet, there's no way to have a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole thing stinks all the way around. All the way around. And it's been politicized, so that once again the people are not being served, and this little group of elitist oligarch jackasses are trying to capitalize off the pain of the country. Bill Gates should sit down and shut up.
Yeah.
The people who are politicizing this should sit down and shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Fauci should be neutered, and real scientists should sit down and just go, we got to figure this out, like the Andromeda strain.
Mm-hmm.
And getting into the last question, Can everything Trump did be undone, and specifically the wall? Hell yes.
Yes, you're
Hell
right.
Yes,
you're
Biden,
right.
Biden can order bulldozers down there on the border to tear down the wall right now, but I think it would be something that would, one, they would lose the House.
Mm-hmm.
The Senate would, in 2 years, he would be neutered for the rest of his term, and that would be it. It would be a stupid move.
You're right, and somebody might want to have him declared insane after a deal like that.
And then you get President Harris, which is when we were talking when Obama got elected, I said nobody's going to take a shot at him because he was President Biden.
And if you remember what President Trump did to a former President Barack Obama, he rescinded every executive order that he issued.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So prepare yourself for it. The thing that I'm worried about, especially in the age of COVID and the damage that's been done to the economy and the damage that's been done to people's bank accounts, is this idiot wants to rescind the tax cuts. That is going to cause so much pain to the American people and so much pain to small business and independent entrepreneurs that we're probably going to go into a deep recession.
Yeah, unfortunately, that seems to be the problem if they don't get their act together here real quick. Now, the other thing is let me ask you a question. We talked about this with Chris Markowski. There's two different competing stimulus plans going on here. Both of them have got money to the people attached to them. Josh Hawley wants to give everybody a $1,200 check again to help them out. And Larry Kudlow says, nope, $600. But the whole thing is tied up because AOC and her crew are sitting there, and they're saying that there's not enough stimulus money because the money's not enough to take care of the cities that have their problems. And de Blasio is also saying that there's not enough money there because it doesn't make any sense to him because it's just not enough to take care of the problem that they have in the city. You know, they've lost $4 billion worth of tax revenue in New York State.
No, get ready for it, because you pass this now, and you can kind of rob Peter to pay Paul. And remember, this is not the government giving aid to people. This is us getting our money back. This is tax dollars. This belongs to us anyway. So it's not this socialistic, we've gotta help you out. The government's giving you money. It's our money to begin with. The government works for us. They work with our money.
Yeah.
So what you do is you give as much as you can of the money to people back. And then in order to make sure that happens, the federal government takes it from somewhere else when the cities are involved. But get ready for it. All the cities will be bailed out. Under President Biden, if we don't win the Senate, all the cities will be bailed out, and our debt's going to explode.
Yep, you're right. Okay, we'll talk to you on Monday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, the website. Coming up, our friend Amanda Mackey, the attorney, is going to talk about all the different things that are going on here. And we're going to talk about Georgia, because she's headed to Georgia to do her thing for God, country, and the American way. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Microsoft President Brad Smith said in a blog post on Thursday that the suspected Russian cyber attack on multiple government agencies and U.S. companies is effectively an attack on the United States. SolarWinds, which provides software to the government, discovered a breach in its systems this week, allowing hackers to access information from the Treasury, Commerce, and Homeland Security departments. Lawmakers are gearing up to potentially work on stimulus negotiations through the weekend. Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the upper chamber will remain on Capitol Hill until a deal is reached. A 58-year-old driver was trapped for over 10 hours after a plow covered his car with almost 4 feet of snow in upstate New York early Thursday. The man, Kevin Cresson from Owego, New York, suffered from hypothermia and frostbite as his car was without heat due to a broken engine. Kevin was taken to the hospital and is expected to be fine. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allyn-Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farah and Farah. And let's hear a little bit about them right now. Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Farah and Farah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farah and Farah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farah and Farah. Let them push back. Visit FarahandFarah.com. And their phone number is 877-245-6707. That number again, 877-245-6707. There's somebody there right now, a live person. Give them a call and ask them what you need to ask. All right, joining us right now, Amanda Mackey. And Amanda Mackey is a attorney that has been working with the Republican Party. And you are about ready to head up to Georgia, right?
Yes, sir. So we'll be heading up December 27th, be there for 10 days, working on legal matters, getting training for the laws of the state of Georgia, understanding that election process. Got some good news yesterday with Georgia Secretary of State, Raffensperger. He has announced a statewide signature matching effort for the November election. So he'll be working with the University of Georgia to match the signatures from absentee ballots in all of Georgia's 159 counties. This is from November. So I think really what this is aiming to do is, you know, the partnership with the Secretary's office and the university is to make sure that people are confident, voters are confident, especially GOP voters, in the January runoff election. This is a critically important election, as I've discussed on the on your show multiple times. Right. You know, we have two Senate seats at risk, and should those two Senate seats go to the Democrats, Ossoff and Warnock, Kamala Harris, the most liberal United States senator in America,
yeah,
will be the tie-breaking vote. So all the things that you hear and fear, like defunding the police, packing the courts, D.C. statehood, you know, Medicare for all, which is Medicare for none, all those things become a very real possibility. In fact, I would call it more of a probability that it will happen, given that should President Trump not be able to prevail with his lawsuits and, of course, the Electoral College counts that will take place on January 6th, every lever of the federal government will be controlled by Democrats.
Now, we had a conversation in the last segment with Frank Salvato about the Internet and the voting machines, and somebody talked about, I guess it was Mary. Mary talked about the being hacked and this, that, and the other. But the hacking we're talking about there was with governmental agencies, not with the state election boards and the machines. We're talking about a system called SolarWinds, which was used at the federal level, had nothing to do with these voting machines, correct?
Right. Well, you know, I think we should keep our judgment until we know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look, it's no surprise that a country like Iran or China that would want to meddle would find ways to interfere. Now, I'm not saying that they did or they didn't. I just say let's hold off on saying that for sure it didn't happen. I mean, who is the biggest threat to Iran right now? Who took out, you know, Soleimani? It was Donald Trump that did that.
That's right.
So, of course, there is an interest from these countries that President Trump has targeted. And you know, he rightfully so did it. But these countries are going to play whatever hand they can. So let's see what DNI Ratcliffe comes out and says.
Yeah, I'm not buying that this is all Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, there are a lot of countries that Trump went after, to include, you know, in particular Iran, you know, and especially Iran and of course China. What he did, you know, I mean, there's certainly a causal connection that can be made, but we should wait and see if that in fact is completely refuted before we say, well, they didn't get involved with the states. I wouldn't put anything past them, but let's see what happens.
Now, let me ask you a question before we move on to something a little bit more specific here. Attorney General Barr has resigned. He's going to be gone by Christmas. I believe the 23rd is actually his last day in D.C. Is he going to appoint a special counsel on the Hunter Biden case, do you think?
I think he should. Look, you have every markings of a case that is ripe for an independent counsel. Potentially, an attorney general, should Joe Biden be able to prevail. You know, an attorney general appointed by Joe Biden, going after Joe Biden. you know, potentially an attorney general appointed by Joe Biden, going after Hunter Biden, his son. And what father wouldn't want to, you know, protect his son,
sure,
his only son? So, you know, we should be under no illusions that an attorney general, and I know the Democrats have been peddling this, well, you know, if they can be impartial, then why do we need a special counsel? Well, it's almost impossible, I would say, when you're appointed, someone puts you in that role. How are you impartial? You know, I mean, I think that's a little bit of wishful thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the American people will demand that there is a independent counsel, independent of the Department of Justice, that can thoroughly investigate this. I mean, Joe Biden may come and just, you know, smack it down, but that is something that I think is really important for the president to do before you know, Attorney General Barr leaves.
Now, Senator Rand Paul does oppose. He came out and said that he opposes a Hunter Biden special counsel, but he said the federal probe should continue. Now, the federal probe that he's talking about must be John Durham. Is that correct?
Yeah. I'm assuming that's what, you know, he's
There's
saying.
No other probe I know. Mm-hmm.
No, there isn't. But, you know, Senator Rand Paul is known to be, you know, of a very, you know, hands-off government type of approach. So, you know, that's fine. But I think that the American public, public, really. I mean, when you look at the level of interest, and really, I always like to say, you know, when I worked in the United States Congress, I would always say, does this pass the last test? You know, is this something that people can talk about easily at their kitchen table? That Americans are going to be really interested in it. This isn't arcane. This isn't really sophisticated. It's pretty basic. Can an attorney general that is appointed, should there be a Joe Biden administration, appointed by him, can he really investigate Joe Biden thoroughly in an impartial manner? I can't imagine that really the majority or even many Americans would think so. And therefore, you know, I always like to say Rand Paul, the other members of Congress, members of the Senate, they represent their constituents back home. These are the people that put them in that job. They can take them away from that job, too. So they need to tread lightly and do what it is that their constituents want. And, of course, you know, they make their ultimate decision. But, you know, it is important to have a good and full understanding of what their constituents back home are wanting.
Okay. I'm going to make a quick pick up a quick number here. Okay, Mary, what's your question for Amanda?
Hi. I just wanted to say, since she's going up to Georgia, you have to use, I would suggest just go full-blown and use the word communism. People still don't understand what socialism is. Just say communism. They're already working to take over.
Okay.
Not saying in God we trust.
All right. Thank you. Okay. So I guess that's your suggestion for your traveling orders up there.
Well,
right.
Thank you.
All right. Now, listen, I want to ask you a question because Lieutenant General Flynn had an interview on Newsmax, and we got just about enough time to answer this one. He came out and he said that President Trump has options to make sure the integrity of the 2020 election remains intact. Now, this is something that I don't think he's going to do, but he said, this is General Flynn speaking, he said, seizing voting machines around the country and using military capabilities to rerun the elections in the swing states. Can he really do that?
You know, I don't know that there's going to be an easy pathway for that. I think what is really important right now is that President Trump is focusing on individual states to file lawsuits. He said that at the Army-Navy game last weekend when he was interviewed by Brian Kilmeade. So they're continuing to pursue a legal strategy, which I think is right. Beyond that, January 6th is another important date.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because on January 6th, the members of Congress in a joint session at 1 p.m. will all meet the way that they do at the State of the Union. And there, if one House member objects, which we already know at least one will, Mo Brooks of Alabama, and if one senator objects, which we've heard from Rand Paul, we've heard Kelly Loeffler and others, should they have one, that could tip the scale in basically sending this back to.
Well, we got to run, and you'll be talking to me again next week from Georgia, so you have yourself a great weekend. It's AmandaMackey.com. Mackey is spelled M-A-K-K-I, AmandaMackey.com, to find out more about her. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All righty, and I'll be right back with the sports quarterback from the Sports Zone, Patrick Hyland.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. You know, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is the best at what they do. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road in Sarasota. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer too. Now, Dominic's does something the big box stores won't do, and that is they offer installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So all you got to do is stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store to find out more, or give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. And that phone number again, 941-922-2345, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And oh, wait a minute, we got a spotting.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas from me, Santa.
All righty, and just a way to bring Patrick Hyland in here, the Sports Zone quarterback. Santa's watching you.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. I've been nice, not naughty the whole year, Captain. At least in my mind.
So yeah, anyway. I was going to say it. I'm supposed to believe that. Okay, go ahead. We got so much stuff to talk about. Now, first of all, if they're going to be playing football anywhere around Binghamton, they're going to be playing in about 4 feet of snow.
We do have the snowbank situation across our wonderful country. Now, we some big games on tap this weekend in college. We'll just mention pro real quick. The Los Angeles Chargers beat the Las Vegas Raiders yesterday, 30-27 in overtime. Very interesting game. Starting quarterback Derek Carr got injured early in the game and had to get replaced by Marcus Mariota, former Heisman Trophy candidate, and also him and Jameis Winston were drafted the same year, mm-hmm. backing up Drew Brees and Taysom Hill there in New Orleans. But in the wonderful world of college football, Captain, we have some big games tonight. We have University of Alabama Birmingham at Marshall in the Conference USA Championship game, Nebraska at Rutgers at 7:30, and the Purdue Indiana game was canceled. But here's going to be the interesting game, Captain. You have Oregon going out to USC, okay, Pac-12 championship game. USC could be very interesting. They win this game big. Are people going to put them in the mix with, a.k.a., Ohio State, as I will say?
The Ohio State.
The Ohio State, Captain. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And here's the situation. If they win that game, they'll be undefeated. Their body of work will be the same as Ohio State's. Now, USC has not won their games decisively, so that's going to go against them. Ohio State, tomorrow at 12 p.m., will be playing Northwestern in the Big Ten championship game. They made some rule changes to accommodate Ohio State playing in that game for the COVID-19 reasons to see if they can make the Final Four. Then, also at 12 o'clock, you'll have Texas A&M at Tennessee. So they will obviously be hoping for a Northwestern upset to possibly get them into the fourth seed of the national championship picture. And also at 12 p.m., you will have Iowa State playing Oklahoma in the Big 12 championship game in Arlington, Texas. Hmm. So that's the big games on tap tomorrow afternoon.
Well, you know where I'll be.
Yes, you'll be at Patriots Barbecue, I call it, affiliated with the Tarpon Woods Country Clubs.
And are you going to come up there?
I'm going to be up there. We're going to go hit the golf ball around and get lunch. So
okay,
it'll be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I will be there with Jason Powers. His UAV team will be playing tonight. He co-hosts the show with me on Sundays on this great station. Check us from 11 to 12 on the Sports Zone. Then also, Captain, at 4 o'clock, we're going to have Notre Dame playing Clemson, Charlotte, North Carolina. Be a little cold, but it should be pleasant and nice. That's going to be a very interesting game. Notre Dame beat Clemson earlier this year without Clemson having their starting quarterback. So if Notre Dame wins that game, we'll see. You know, they will be in the Final Four. Does that knock Clemson out of it with two losses? Probably. Now, Clemson wins. Does that keep Notre Dame in it? This is just another reason, Captain, they should expand to 8 teams this year because of the just COVID-19 situation. Let's see how it goes. Let's just do an 8-team playoff this year instead of 4. I don't see the big deal with it, but I'd love to, you know, see what other people think out there about that. And then at 8 o'clock, for a lot of our friends that love the Alabama Crimson Tide, they'll be taking on the Florida Gators. At 8 o'clock in Atlanta, Georgia, SEC championship game. It could have been a really awesome game, Captain. If Florida could have beat LSU last weekend. But with Florida losing to LSU, that takes them out of the talk of the championship picture with two losses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other game, Captain, number 9, Cincinnati is undefeated. Now they'll be playing Tulsa in the AAC championship game. They win that game, some things fall in line. Maybe take a long shot for them to get that 4th seed. And there we go again. You're going to knock this team out that it'd be fun to watch them play in the 6th or 7th seed or even the 8th seed. I just think it'd be better for football if we expanded to 8 teams for college football. I think it'd be more exciting, interesting, and a lot of fun for all the kids around the country. What's your thoughts on that, Captain?
Well, yeah, I agree with that, and because we certainly have room and enough teams, good competitive teams, to make that really interesting.
Yes, sir. That's mm-hmm. exactly how I see it. And then, NFL weekend, it's going to be exciting. You know, a lot of playoff implications. Las Vegas losing to the Chargers last night pretty much knocked them out of the playoff picture. And that's why it's going to be a very exciting weekend for college football. If you lose, depending on what level you're at, you know, you're going to be out of the championship talk. And in pro football, if you lose, you're going to be out of the playoff picture. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much in a nutshell, Captain, with sports going on this weekend.
All righty.
I'll talk to you on Monday, and I will catch you tomorrow at the Tarpaulin's Golf Course. We'll have a great time.
Yep.
And you have a safe drive home from the show. And God bless everybody out there, and thank you so much.
All right, thank you. And that's Patrick Hyland. Patrick Hyland is the Sports Zone insurance quarterback, and here's more about him right now.
Hey, everybody, it's the captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
There you go, Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone, the insurance quarterback, and that's what he does. Now, you know, it's been a busy night tonight. We've had a lot of callers, especially in the last hour, and that's good. We don't mind callers calling in at various times. And Amanda Mackey came on and told us about what we can expect to hear of coming from Georgia with the Republicans. And by the way, I forgot to ask her, but she's the one that told me. That's when I gave you the information. I said there's like 4,000 Republican people that are up there, volunteers, lawyers and whatnot, that are going to be up in Georgia. Georgia is going to be crawling, literally, with people, eyes and ears, to watch, and they're going to have pretty much the playbook of what transpired the last time around, that they now know what happened, so that this doesn't happen again up there. Is it a guarantee that it won't? No, but they're going to know if they see these spikes and all this other stuff that happened, that it's being done again. And right then and there, that will cause the election people that are there to react immediately rather than later. Now, I will tell you this. There are a couple of conflicting polls up there, one showing that Loeffler is down by 7 points, and this guy Warnock, no way in hell he's up by 7. The guy is a radical. The guy is a communist, not just a socialist, but a communist. And if he's a minister, then I'm a rabbi, and I'm not even Jewish, because the guy's beliefs are totally off the wall. Totally off the wall. And it just... You good people in Georgia, you're God-fearing, gun-loving folks. You got your guns. You were able to walk down the main street of wherever you want up there in Georgia with the open carry. Nobody's going to bother you. Nobody's going to say anything to you. And you mean to tell me that you're going to elect somebody like Warnock when one of the things he wants to do is actually curtail guns and eliminate a lot of it? And the other one is this other person, Ossoff. He's looking at him. He looks like a little pencil walking around. That's the only way I can think of him. You can do better. You can do a lot better. You need to re-elect the Republican senators up there and let them go to work for you and keep America, America. All right. I'll be back tonight in a weekend show. And, of course, tomorrow, Saturday, for those of you that don't hear the weekend show, if you're in the area, come on up to McMullen Booth Road to Tarpon Woods Boulevard. Go right about a mile on the left side. Tarpon Woods Golf Course. I'll be there at Patriots Grill, Barbecue Grill, for lunch at 12 noon with the gang. See you then. See you tonight in a week.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.